Yo, 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 what's poppin', yo? We are the Fantasy Flavor Pod, and we've gone gangsta for this episode. My name is Dylan, and I'm joined with Swag Boy himself.
Hi, my name is Samantha.
I feel like I gotta pull my pants down to my ankles for this.
You know? Oh my god.
What's up?
Yo, and today we're talking wide receivers. Yes, and they're landing spots. Hell yeah. All right, I'm gonna get out my alcohol for this one. So jokes aside, let's just get right into it, guys. So
yeah, so just to bring some sanity in the episode, I'm just going to explain what we are going
to do.
So we are talking about some of the teams in need of free agent or maybe even through draft wide receivers. And there, we'll also talk about, you know, how good of a landing spot those are. Mm-hmm. So our first team in that category is, for me, it's the Colts. And the reason is that they just traded for Wentz, right? And they have all the pieces except, for quarterback at that time. And now they need the offense around him. So looking at all of their moves, it just seemed that they know that their window is open for contending. And so they are going all in right now. And when they are going all in, we also have Wentz performed last year. And I feel that they are just not going to bring Wentz and not give him any weapons and let him, you know, not succeed again at the Colts. That would make them, you know, laughable if that happens again. So probably right now they only have Pittman. I expect Campbell is a sleeper for me. He might be the slot guy. But I definitely think they might get another slot guy or an outside guy. And they definitely need, and though the guy that they get will definitely get volume in this offense. Mm-hmm. So I feel a good fit would be Allen Robinson on the outside. Having Allen Robinson and Pittman on the outside and Campbell in the slot would be great. The other fit I might think is Juju or Godwin in the slot and then move maybe Campbell outside. So they definitely need one wide receiver, and I feel they might go to the free agency instead of the draft because they are ready to win now.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're trading that 23rd, 22nd pick for Orlando Brown, according to Trenton, our expert.
They should.
Colts fan.
Would be nice.
Yeah, yeah, so I wouldn't mind the first round pick. That's why you're saying that.
see, for those of you that are new here and don't understand, I'm the Colts fan, Sanatan's the Ravens fan. So obviously, when we were going through picking these teams, I was thinking, oh, yeah, sure. Sanatan's going to pick the Ravens for the wide receiver team, and I'll get the Colts, and we'll be good. No, right before me, he's like, I'm going to take the Colts for this one. So, you know, screwed me over with that one. But
I'm a rational fan. I pick what is good for our listeners and viewers. I don't care. I don't shove my fandom up their throats like you do.
But I will agree, the Colts are a very interesting landing spot. Could be very good. If Wentz can rebound under Reich, he could be a top 10 quarterback again. And you could get, potentially, if they bring in a good wide receiver, you could get his number one guy. Like somebody along the lines of maybe Allen Robinson, who's been connected with them a lot. And you did mention that it's likely to go through free agency. However, the draft this year at wide receiver is very, very good, very talented. So there is a ton of depth. If they want to go there, they absolutely can.
For sure.
I mean, it's whoever they bring in, though, as long as it's an early round pick or a decently big name free agent, they're going to get some volume. So,
yeah, the Colts are just interesting. I don't know. I'm really interested to see where some of these. I feel like this offseason, I've heard a lot of like, man, I really want to go play with a good quarterback because the good quarterback's going to get on the ball. Allen Robinson made a few statements. Hunter Henry was a weird one to make a few statements about that.
Yeah.
I saw that. So I'm just interested to see if that lines up because I'm curious to see what players think about Carson Wentz because we heard rumors about him losing the locker room. Now that could just be Philly cancer media because I don't like Philly fans, Philly media. I don't like anything Philly, even their cheesesteaks. Sorry. But
oh my God. We have like five people watching our videos, and suppose two of them are from Philly. What is happening to our like listeners?
They're going to comment. They're going to comment. It's all for the algorithm, bro. It's all for the algorithm. No, but it's like, I'm just curious to see like what they think about Carson Wentz. Are they going to like avoid the landing spot? You know what I mean? Would they rather go to the Jets and play in New York with their future court? It's just interesting to me because they totally have the cap.
The Colts are.
Yeah.
Right.
Colts are what?
The Colts are very interesting too because they already have Pittman, as you mentioned, who's their big body guy. They already have Paris Campbell, who's their speedy slot guy. I mean, whoever they bring in, they could use any type of wide receiver. They could use another big guy. They could use another speed guy. Like, they have what they need. They have the two types, the archetypes of wide receivers that you need to succeed in the league.
When we talk about this, you know, playing with good quarterbacks, that's just, you know, a way of saying that we want to win championships. Right. And you know, Colts, maybe I still believe in Wentz, first of all, let me say that. And even if Wentz is like average, he's not going down than what he was last year, right? That's his absolute bottom that we saw. Can we agree on that? So it's only he can only go up, and with the weapons, I am pretty sure Colts have a lot of cap space. They can pay a wide receiver, and the wide receiver knows that they already reached the playoffs last year, so they have a chance of, you know, winning a ring with them. So I don't see a wide receiver saying no to them.
I just think it's interesting. You know what I mean? Like, I just think it's, I'm curious, you know, like, you guys are always like, Dylan always likes to be right. I think everyone likes to be right, but I like the things like I don't know. Like, I'm curious to see who they end up with after free agency or the draft.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just very interested to see. But I think we should move on to like another team that could use maybe a little more help to get them over the hump.
Sure, yeah.
see. Since Sanatan took my Colts already, I had to like scramble a little bit, find a new team. So I decided I'd go big. I'd find a really interesting spot. The Kansas City Chiefs need another wide receiver.
Sure.
That sounds stupid because they have Travis Kelce, finished second in the league as a tight end in receiving yards. They have Tyreek Hill, who killed it. But see, that's the thing. They have Tyreek Hill. They have Travis Kelce. They have Mecole Hardman. Maybe if he's going to have a good game. Who knows? They don't have Sammy Watkins anymore. He's leaving in free agency. They need a wide receiver two on that team, a true wide receiver two. And I feel like this situation with Patrick Mahomes is similar to what you saw with Peyton Manning back in the 2000s, when he had Marvin Harrison, Reggie Wayne, and Dallas Clark, two wide receivers and a tight end, and all three were very successful. All three put up very fantasy relevant numbers at the same time in the same years. So that could be something that goes on. I feel like Mahomes is that caliber that he can support three receiving threats. So I feel like that's a very interesting landing spot. If they get a decent name, or if they draft one somewhat high, maybe. Probably not likely that they'll draft one high because of what they have. But they could look in free agency to get somebody. Who knows? Whoever they do bring in, though, if they find their number two, that's definitely a guy you want to look for a potential upside guy in your fantasy leagues.
Yeah.
You want to go, Dylan?
Yeah, sure. Sorry.
Sure.
I just think it's interesting
go ahead.
To your analogy of, like, you know, obviously a little biased, the Dallas Clark, Reggie Wayne, and the third guy,
Marvin Harrison.
My bad. I don't know why I forgot about that.
The biggest name of them all.
I know. I had a brain fart. I'm sorry.
You're good.
I feel like what's interesting about all three of those guys is that obviously Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne were like the 1-2. And then, like, Clark was obviously the three. And I don't have Clark's career stats in front of me. But you know what I mean? I feel like Kelce takes more of a share of that offense than he does. And obviously, we're passing more in the NFL. But you know what I mean? You know, like, if there's a priority list, it'd probably be Harrison, Wayne Clark, right? But right. No matter what wide receiver's going there, it's probably going to be like Kelce, Hill, mm-hmm. and then them. So they're going to be I feel like there's a little bit of difference because this, like, obviously Clark did well, but the standard for tight ends has always been pretty low. Fair to say? Yeah. So I feel
absolutely.
That's just one thing I want viewers to think about.
I do think, however, I do agree that the 1-2 in Kansas City will be Hill and Kelce.
Yeah.
And the 1-2 on the Colts were the
wide receiver
two that you mentioned, Marvin Harrison and Reggie Wayne. However, even if you considered him a wide receiver, Dallas Clark for a few years still put up pretty good fantasy relevant numbers at the receiver position. So that could be an interesting. I mean, I feel like certainly it won't be like insane numbers, but you could get a decent fantasy wide receiver three, maybe low in two, just because of how amazing of a passer Mahomes is and how amazing that offense is.
So I have 2 points here. First, I really believe that they are going to sign Sammy Watkins again.
That'd be so funny.
That would be a mistake. That would be a big mistake.
Well, it depends if they add, you know, anyways.
And the second thing is that I think that the way their offense runs is that Hill, Kelce will get theirs. And then they have like four people who keep rotating on the snaps. And they get mm-hmm. their volume. DeMarcus got his. Then they also gave it to Hardman. Then there was this guy Pringle and whatnot and running back. So the pie, the share of the pie remaining is like spread so much that it's very, very little. Unless mm-hmm. they get like a true, very good receiver, which I think they are not going to get in free agency. They can only go through draft, which I can agree. But free agency, it's very unlikely. I think the best they can do is Sammy Watkins on a $5 million to $6, $8 million per year.
I do think the thing there, though, I mean, if they do bring in a decent wide receiver, they'll get volume. Because all those names you mentioned, sure, I will agree. After the main two, it was kind of a four-man rotation for targets. But it's because all four of those guys were subpar. If they bring in a decent receiver, I feel like he could take that clear number three role. They didn't have anybody that was capable of taking a clear number three role. So I feel like if they can bring in that guy, that could be that could be a very interesting option for your fantasy team.
Definitely, but I don't think they have the money to do that. I think they will just, you know, rotate mm-hmm. people. I think Pringle is a nice, very, very deep sleeper in Dynasty.
I do think, though, that as we're talking about this, I do think that it is, if they do bring in a guy, it would be a great landing spot for them. Because they'll be, if they have decent enough capabilities, they're going to get a clear-cut number three role without much competition for that number three job.
Yeah.
That goes without saying, yeah.
Of course, it's Mahomes, but, you know, he may not be Mahomes. He is kind of the next big thing. And the next big thing is going to be Trevor Lawrence, who I'm assuming is going to Jacksonville Jaguars. If they take somebody else and they seriously let the Jets take Trevor fucking Lawrence, I swear to God, Jacksonville, I will come to your city and piss all over it. You understand me? Look me in the eyes, Jacksonville fans.
You'll have to stand in line, dude. And all the Jacksonville people will be standing in line to piss over them. So you'll have to stand in a big line to do that.
I'd be ecstatic, though. That would be amazing.
I know. Trenton would be happy. I'd be so mad after the Jets fucked up tanking by beating the Rams, bro. Oh, man. Anyways, no. So I'm just assuming Trevor Lawrence goes there. Trevor Lawrence needs a one, and he likes big targets. And there's some big targets here. Juju, they need someone to play in the slot. Juju to Jacksonville. Potentially, you know, play alongside DJ Chark and LaVisca Chenault. Right. You could see someone smaller and shiftier go there. Maybe through the draft, like Kadarius Toney, which would make me puke. I don't really like Toney. Rondale Moore, that's someone that we might like more on this podcast. You know,
Jalen Darden.
That name is banned from this podcast.
Oh, come on.
This dude.
Follow me on Twitter if you want more daily Jay Dylan Darden takes.
Dude, you thought I was in the Nikhil area? Jalen Darden's taking a whole new level, bro. Anyways, no, for sure. Like, my point is he's tethered to, like, a really, really good young quarterback, and I think Trevor Lawrence plays a lot like Josh Allen and some of these bigger strong-arm QBs, and I think DJ Chark's an awesome guy who would probably be best in like a two-way situation. So you could see a true alpha come in there, and if you're tethered to Trevor Lawrence, you know, Trevor ain't going anywhere for a while. We'll see with player mobility and Deshaun Watson. Maybe we'll have to start changing how we think about young quarterbacks. You know, if the Chiefs, like, never make the playoff, you know, never make the Super Bowl again for, like, 6 years, could he want out too? You know, like, it's gonna be interesting to see if it becomes. So that's kind of a counter argument, but you know what I mean, like, what am I supposed to say? It's Trevor Lawrence, you know.
Right. Go ahead, Trenton.
And I do think LaVisca Chenault is a very interesting fantasy name for next season, because he's a young guy that's gonna be tied to a very talented quarterback. If he does develop into that wide receiver one role, you want to look out for him. But we are talking about landing spots, not players who are already there. So, like you said, they definitely have a need for a clear alpha. They have a couple guys that could be the alpha, but I feel like they might be better off as the secondary options. But if they do bring in that true alpha for Trevor Lawrence, that could be very, very dangerous, and they could put up some really big numbers together. So that's definitely a very, very fun landing spot for a receiver. They do need help elsewhere, so it's not a given that they will bring in a receiver, but it is very, very – it's a great spot because you will be tied to that great quarterback for years to come.
Yeah, and thinking here is that I doubt they will – they definitely will draft receivers. I doubt they will go in the free agency for receivers, but they have to draft receivers because I think Chark is a free agent next year. And being a very young team, I doubt they would want to spend money on a outgoing receiver. So they hopefully fill up their pool this year so that the receivers can develop with T-Law for 1 year. So they definitely need receivers. They need everything, basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it is possible that, they draft a couple of receivers, in fact, and, let them grow along with LaVisca. LaVisca is a very interesting name, too. And he will be there with Trevor Lawrence for at least 3 years. So, and that's the reason I think James Robinson might also retain his job. Because they have so much need. Their whole defense is just garbage. And their offensive line is average. And they are going to get a quarterback. So, yeah, receivers and defense will be their priority this year.
Just a little counter argument there. I think it's interesting that you think they're going to take a couple years to rebuild. And while that could be true, I think it could be more competitive quickly than you think. Think about the Rams and Jared Goff's contract. Carson Wentz on his rookie contract, right? Mahomes on his rookie contract. The Ravens had a really good run. Lamar on his contract. You know what I mean? Like, these rookie QBs, if they're good, we're assuming Lawrence can be good, they're quickly competitive because of the amount of value you get out of these cheap quarterbacks is freaking incredible. Even if they're rookies and they have their limitations and they make their fuck-ups, like, you can win very quickly with a rookie quarterback because it's just how much money they don't need, like, it's not taking up much of your cap. So I think
usually
the Jaguars
have a whole team build around them. In all those examples that you gave, the team was, there. They just needed a quarterback. The Ravens, the Chiefs, they also had veteran quarterbacks ahead of them. This is a different situation. This is more like a situation where, say, when they got Kyler Murray, for example. So in the second year, yes, they got more weapons. I'm expecting if they have to have a free agent wide receiver, they will get it next year instead of this year.
Yeah, I get where you're coming from. I just think I don't want to spend too much time on this, but
you know
what I mean? Like, we'll talk about it after. So I'm just going to wrap it up here today. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you do, subscribe, like, and we'll all see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.